It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced radio program on food. It's called Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. On this show, we look at menus you can try, restaurants to look at, beverages to create, events you can go participate in. We look at everything food that is fun for you in Fairbanks. And today, boy, do I have something special for you. Lizzie Hartman, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to be here.
You are a contestant on
MasterChef Taste, United Taste of America, Season 13.
That's incredible. A local Fairbanksan. And you're the only Alaskan on this?
I am. I'm the only Alaskan that has ever, I believe, made it to auditions.
Oh, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. So what was the process that they chose you, Lizzie Hartman?
Yeah, they discovered me through social media and reached out and asked if I had ever considered auditioning. And so I began the process, and it was a very lengthy process.
You were talking about that, you know. Every day they wanted something from you, it seemed like, for about 5 straight months.
Yep. Actually, like 2, and then we headed off to go audition. But
then you got the silent treatment.
Yes.
What was the auditions like?
Terrifying. Very, very intense, but very fun. And meeting other chefs from around America was absolutely incredible. So
when did this all take place?
It's all been very much a blur, but I believed I received a notification from them in about November. And we filmed in January.
So your production was... Your production was in January.
Yeah.
How long did that take? Was it daily? Was it rigorous?
The audition process?
Yeah.
Normally, if you wanted to audition for MasterChef, you had to take your food and head to wherever they were hosting auditions in LA or whatever big city, and you didn't get a chance to heat up your food. You just had to bring it in a cooler or a hot box, mm-hmm. and present it for them. Well, this year they decided not to do that because of COVID and other things, so we auditioned through film, and we filmed a series of videos, cutting a chicken and making custard and all the fun things.
What were some of the things that you did in your auditions that you made?
A pie. I made a beautiful Alaska pie, blueberry, mm-hmm. and I had the state of Alaska on the front. I had to be able to cut up a chicken in under 2 minutes, so a whole chicken. That was a lot of fun. We had to do that. We ate a lot of chicken that week.
I bet you did.
We went through several because it took a few times to get it right. Pastries and cakes and just really anything you could think of.
How much time did Gordon Ramsay spend with this production?
He spends a lot. It's his baby.
He's one of my favorites. You know, I don't watch Hell's Kitchen pie because he's yelling at people.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy him. You get him outside of that antagonistic zone into, he's such a personality, and he really knows what he's doing, and he explains it so well.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah. He loves his people, he loves his show, and he takes good care of them.
So when do you air?
The first episode is May 24th at 7 p.m. on Fox Alaska.
What is that, this Wednesday?
This Wednesday, and then I debut for my audition on June 7th.
So May 22nd.
24th.
24th, 7 p.m., Fox Alaska. And then June
7th at 7 p.m.
And you can't say what you cooked, did you?
I sure can't. You'll have to find out.
But it was something Alaskan.
Yes.
And you're telling me how they really went out of their way to help you make it Alaskan with your ingredients that you needed.
They really did. They made sure that I had local Alaskan fresh ingredients, and that was really special.
So did they go out and harpoon a whale for you?
Well, I mean, maybe almost.
Okay, now, what has that done for you in regards to your presence and requests and... You know, you're a shooting star now.
You know, I had a lot of incredible opportunities happening before anyone even knew about this. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of building on that. And I think it's really helped spreading awareness just about the things that I really, that I care about around Fairbanks. And I love that.
Okay. And what gets me is, you know, I was with you yesterday during mm-hmm. a filming, and you're a baker.
Yeah.
Yet you are in a cooking show. Not a baking show.
No.
So two different mindsets, and you were able to do both mindsets and compete.
Yes.
That's not normal.
It took me out of my element a little bit, but I've had some good training with Chef Sean over at the university and the culinary program there. So to be able to implement the cooking skills that I learned there and take them to my audition with me and do well says a lot for this state and the good people at the university.
How did you start getting into cooking?
When I was 15, we moved to Alaska. I was a very angry little teenager, didn't want to be here, and cooking helped me get through the first couple years. It helped me get through the darkness. It helped me make new friends. It helped me get to know my community better.
Okay. And then you took the culinary arts program up at the university?
I did, yes.
Tell us about that.
When I was 16, I enrolled for a cake decorating class at the university because you can do that through the homeschool programs here, and that was really neat. Mm-hmm. I loved it, and then I decided, well, I'm not really good at math, so I'm going to go back for college, and I'm going to do the culinary program, and I realized cooking is all math, so yeah. I learned a lot.
didn't anticipate that one,
no,
did you?
I really didn't. but I did their certificate program with Chef Louis and Chef Sean, and it was just fantastic. It was one of the highlights of my life.
What's involved in the certificate program?
You do a half a semester of baking and a half a semester of culinary, and then it all ends with the big scholarship dinner at the university.
So what was the scholarship dinner?
It was beautiful. We did it was several courses. I made the macarons for the dessert that year, mm-hmm. and that was kind of the start of my macaron legacy.
You made those for us yesterday. Yeah, your macaron adventure and love. Yeah.
Yes.
So tell how you had never made a macaron before.
I never.
And here you are having to make 200.
Yes. The chef that was in charge, the instructor, he handed me a recipe and said, I need 200 of these for the scholarship dinner. Can you do that? And I said, yes, sir, I can. And it took several tries. It took several days of perfecting that. But we got him 200 beautiful lavender macarons for the scholarship dinner.
What's in a macaron?
Almond flour, confectioner sugar, egg whites, and a little bit of regular sugar.
And what's the process?
A lot of whipping, making that meringue.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a lot of whipping instruments yesterday during your taping.
Yes.
So you get through the class. What was the, that was the baking side, and then there was the cooking side, the culinary side.
Yeah.
What was involved in that?
Just learning all about, your sauces and protein, how to break down protein, learning how to pair dishes together, learning how to plate beautifully, learning how to be creative with your ingredients.
Hmm. And you enjoyed every day of it, I bet.
I sure did. It was really intimidating. I'm a shy person naturally, deep in my soul.
Oh, I'm sure you are, yeah.
So those chefs really got me out of my comfort zone, and it was really good for me.
So you get out of culinary school, then what do?
I actually went to school for music after that for a while. I also went to school for psychology for a bit, and I ended up graduating with a Bachelor of Science here recently. So I've just been kind of working on my schooling. But this past year, I went and took one more college class at the university. I did a gourmet cooking class.
So when you were at the event, you were in Team West.
Yes,
Western
I was.
Western United States. What
yes.
was that right?
Like? Oh, that was so neat. So I was with people from Hawaii, people from California, Utah, all the Western states. It was kind of funny, them though, lumping Alaska into the West. I mean, we're the farthest.
We are the West.
We are the West.
Yeah.
But it was really neat getting to be on a team and getting to be on this new type of show.
What did they have you do?
Well, you're going to have to find out.
Okay. How many people are on your team? One from each state?
I can't say.
Oh, well.
I'm so sorry.
Silence is golden. Sorry. Well, we don't want to ruin anything before it is supposed to be published.
Thank you.
I understand. So what was your daily regimen like?
It was incredible, just getting up and cooking and working with the team and being prepared, knowing how to share your story about your dish and your state, knowing how to relate it to your state. So it was an all-day process.
Where did they put you up to stay?
A very nice hotel there in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
Room to yourself, or were you packed in with 10 other people?
Room to ourselves. Yeah. They took good care of us.
Yeah, how long were your days?
Very lengthy.
8, 10, 12, 15 hours?
About that, yeah.
All the above. Oh, my goodness. Was there the process? Did they tell you in the beginning what the process would be?
No, they did not. They gave us information as we needed to hear it, so...
They kept you in the dark. It was nice and suspenseful. Yeah. So they were looking for, what's the term I'm looking for? Momentary thoughts from all you, you know, what's on your face, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Expressions.
Yes. Yes. They wanted it happening, you know, they wanted it to be realistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We play 5:30 to 6 Saturday evening, so I hope you're enjoying this. It's beautiful out. It's sunshiny out. You should be enjoying yourselves out there. And if you're not, well, just go do it. We'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Lizzie Hartman. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, you do a lot of cooking.
I do.
Describe some of the events or causes that you cook for.
Oh, man, I've done a lot of different stuff around town. I was a private chef for a group from Korea that came and did an English camp here a few years ago. I've cooked for some FEMA groups. I've cooked for just some small catering stuff for different churches in the area. And then a lot of just private chef stuff personally, doing small meals for people, small parties, stuff like that.
Wow, you still do that?
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Alaska Lizzie. It's trying to encompass it all.
And do you consider? Do you think you're going to be doing that in the future?
I do. Yes.
Food in Fairbanks. You know, compared to where were you at for this? L.A.
L.A. Yeah.
There's a big difference.
There is a big difference, but I only ever saw the DoorDash side of it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They kept us pretty busy, so.
So tell me about the DoorDash cake.
The day of the auditions, I DoorDashed myself a beautiful chocolate cake from an Instagram page that I had been following for a long time in L.A., and I received the chocolate cake, and I carried that around with me all day, and I said, if things end well today, I'm going to celebrate with this cake. If things end poorly today, I'm going to comfort myself with this cake. So either way, I enjoyed the cake.
And we'll know, what, on June 7th?
Yes.
Whether it was celebration or enjoyment.
Yes, and I actually have a picture with the cake, so I will post that on June 7th for people to see what happened.
What other type of the DoorDash did you order?
They had everything, every food you could possibly imagine. I'd never seen so much DoorDash options in my entire life.
Really?
So, I mean, Indian food, just all kinds of neat stuff that I hadn't experienced before.
Hmm. Yeah. What was your favorite?
There was a Korean barbecue place that had wings, garlic wings, and they were crispy, and it was unbelievable. We ordered them almost every night sometimes. You could also order a crab boil, and they would bring it in a big tub, and we would pour it out on our hotel tables and enjoy
start
it.
Cracking open. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Housekeeping must not have liked
it. I don't think they did.
Do you enjoy any DoorDashes here in Fairbanks?
I do. I order Kanpai sushi every Sunday from DoorDash.
Where is it? Kanpai sushi, where is that at?
Off of Cushman by Prospectors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's look at it this way. I have to ask you the tough question.
Oh, no.
There's 32 Thai restaurants in Fairbanks. Which one is your favorite?
Bon Thai.
You didn't even hesitate. Bam! Bon Thai! Why?
You know, I've eaten at probably all of them, and I enjoy all of them, but Bon Thai seems to be quicker for me. It always seems to deliver the same consistent.
Okay.
But there is, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a little hut off of, oh man, it's over by Hutch. There was a little hut.
It's over there on that field.
Yes, it's incredible.
Yeah.
He does a great job.
You know, it's interesting. We have 32 Thai restaurants.
32? I didn't know there was that many.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But everyone, it's fierce.
Yes.
Because everyone has their favorite.
Yes.
And they will argue with you why theirs is the best.
Yep, exactly.
To the death. To the death. You guys, you know, oh, my God.
Well, what's your favorite?
The one I'm at. Whichever one I'm at is my favorite.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. You like them all.
Yeah, it's, you know, I enjoy Thai cuisine, but it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I you know, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. What is your thing?
Good food.
Which one?
I would say I'm a meat guy.
Okay.
I like a good steak, and I make my own steaks.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun. I'm Italian. I love sauces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy making a wonderful clam linguine.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy making an incredible Alfredo, fettuccine Alfredo. I enjoy the scampi on angel hair pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I enjoy my deck and having a barbecue or a barbecue, but I've got a gas grill. A large green egg.
Oh, nice.
And a smoker and a pellet smoker all on my deck.
Wow.
And so I'm coming into my season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoy that. I can't say I have a favorite. What happens to me is I just, all of a sudden, I feel a need for something.
Yes.
And that's what I do. Over Christmas, what I enjoy doing, what gets me in the Christmas holiday season is I make a basket.
Okay.
About 18 baskets. And half of them are for my friends that I've known in my life. Like Norman, you know, I've known Norman since I was six.
Mm-hmm.
And he always gets a basket. You know, things people like that. And then the other half are for people have made me successful in my life or my business.
Uh-huh.
And in the basket is a homemade pasta sauce that my grandparents brought over from Italy.
Wow.
And I put in there a pound of DeSico size 24 rigatoni noodle.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in a nice bottle of Italian red wine. Then I put in a little bag of the North Pole coffee.
Yeah.
Then I put in some Italian cookies, some candy canes, a nice card.
Mm-hmm.
And I give someone, it's a consumable.
Yeah.
I give a dinner for three or four.
Wow.
To a person. And I get a basket, and the basket is really nice, you know, like a bronze wire basket. And I've got to go through two makings of the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, it puts me in the Christmas mood.
Yeah.
And it just brings me back to my growing up. My mom, she was full Italian, and we would have pasta every Sunday and Wednesday. And it is the smells,
mm-hmm.
the aromas. Now, when I die and I go to get judged before St. Peter, my mom's going to say, "Don't you let him in. He changed the recipe. He goes to hell." Mom, okay, I put a carrot in there to take out the acidity.
Gosh,
and I put in one glass of red wine so I can have red wine with the rest of the meal, with the rest of the cooking process.
Yes.
That's all I did. That's all I changed, Mom.
But you still changed it.
My mom, I am destined for hell because of that. How about yourself? What do you like cooking, sitting down and cooking?
I absolutely love cooking fish. I love seafood, so mm-hmm. I do a lot of crab. I do a lot of halibut, a lot of salmon. I have a Cajun salmon. Is that a thing? It's my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do it. It's like a burnt Cajun salmon dish.
Yeah.
And it's spicy, and then I do it over a bed of pasta. I make a really beautiful smoked Gouda sauce with it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really love. So it's kind of like my comfort food when I'm at home with my family.
Yeah.
And then I do desserts all day long, every day. I love desserts, so.
Down the hall is V-Max. He's kind of He just got back from Sitka, and he was down there. And so I was texting him, you know, "Show me photos. You needed to do this. Show me photos." So he started sending me photos. And I said, "The commonality is you're smiling all the photos. Great for you." He showed me a white king salmon that he caught.
Oh, wow.
And then I was in here on Wednesday. And I've cooked white king salmon
mm-hmm.
in state competition seafood, and I've won with it.
Oh, wow.
So now he wants me, for his birthday, probably next week or the week after.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a nice white king salmon fillet and make him that dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'll cook it in a nice Pinot Gris.
Yeah.
And put a few spices in there. And, you know, when you're poaching something like that,
mm-hmm.
it's only 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'll make a nice Chardonnay or no Pinot Gris tarragon
mm-hmm.
cream sauce.
Oh, that sounds good.
For it, yeah, and I'll put it over, say, risotto.
Yeah,
and something like that. And happy birthday, sir.
Yeah,
you've earned this.
Oh, for sure. That's beautiful.
I know. So cooking makes me relax.
Yes.
It's just, you know, I'm not a chef like you. I have not been professionally trained. I've never taken a cooking class.
Wow.
But you pick up this and that. And
yeah.
Gordon Ramsay, you know, I watch him often. I really do.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it. There's so much that you can learn by the professionals that they want to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
What did Gordon Ramsay teach you?
He taught me about using less.
Mm-hmm.
I had never truly understood the fact that all you need is some salt, some pepper, some good oil,
mm-hmm.
and just fresh ingredients. I always cook in abundance. When I cook for a lot.
Yeah.
So learning just how to really step back and really simplify what I'm doing. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the process.
Yeah.
And Gordon was really, really strong on just simplifying your cooking and doing it right.
So you were getting classes from him. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to smile at you.
Yeah, you can't say yes. Yeah. But the eyes tell the tale. How many people were involved in this event?
Oh, man. There was over 36,000 people that applied to be on this
show. Wow.
36,000.
You better kick East. You better beat East, bud. You better beat East. I don't care what happens. We beat East. You can't say, I know. I don't care what happens, but you better beat East.
I think we did a good job. I think we did a fantastic job. So, yeah, I'm pretty proud of our crew.
Well, it sounded like you and your crew, in talking with you, y'all had this great camaraderie. There was like no personal competition or animosity. It was more like we're all in this together. We're having a great time.
It was a truly incredible group of people. Just the contestants, the staff, the team, everyone working together. I'd never seen an operation at that level being executed just so beautifully, mm-hmm. in such harmony. So that was incredible.
And they took good care of you too.
They sure did. Yeah.
That's Gordon.
Yeah.
That is Gordon Ramsay to a T. Most people don't recognize or realize that. They just see him yelling at people. You know? But I see his other shows, and here's an articulate, mentoring mm-hmm. person.
Yeah.
Who just enjoys what he does, and mm-hmm. he's got a great family.
Yes, he does.
And, oh my goodness. What other professional celebrity cooks you follow or do you like?
Well, you know, my local favorite is Chef Sean mm-hmm. here in town. Okay. I think he's the best, top tier. But also, there's just, man, I have a favorite macaron maker mm-hmm. She grew up in Sitka, and I'm a little nervous right now, so I can't remember her name. But she sells macarons now in Seattle, and she's in the Seattle airport. Mm-hmm. I think she's Madame Macarons, I believe. But she grew up here in Alaska, and she has an incredible Instagram page where she just shows you how to make macarons, and she's my favorite to follow.
One of my favorites is Myron Mixon. And, you know, his arrogance is fun. and he has a saying, you know, to be the king, you got to beat the king.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the king.
I love that.
But he has these books, and he's got cooking schools.
Yeah.
And it's barbecue.
Oh, wow.
And it's, you know, it's like 3-day event school class. Yeah. And it's just a lot of fun, you know, just his attitude. You know, when you see that, I am, and he shows like, you know, a warehouse full of first-place trophies and everything.
Yeah.
And he tells how he came into it. And so he's on the barbecue side. I mean, he's my barbecue god there.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I know. He gets a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, also one of my guy Fieri. He's one of my buddies. I recorded with him at Hungry Robot a couple years ago.
Wow.
We sat down and had pizza together, and we talked about the Dilly Dilly. Mm-hmm. And I grew up watching him. You know, he's always on TV.
I recorded with him there at the Mannheim, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so cool.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. We were eating on the air. We're eating.
Oh my goodness.
Different pretzels.
Wow.
And so here I'm with this guy who I've known as dad. I grew up with his dad.
Really?
I'm across from him. And all of a sudden in comes, and he's having his regular pretzel, and I'm having my pretzel with the mustard baked in it. Anyway, so we're having it. All of a sudden, boom, here's Guy Fieri. And then he goes to Matt, what's your favorite one? He goes, well, the favorite one is one that they gave you.
Yeah.
So he goes, my favorite one was the traditional this. And he gave a very, very wonderful description of it.
Mm-hmm.
So guy looks at me and goes, what's your favorite one? And I go, well, I go both ways. And he started laughing, and he put his head down. And I said, they're never going to use that. They're never going to use that. And this is in October.
Yeah.
And in December, I started getting phone calls. I saw you on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
So
like, oh, no. Oh, no.
That's
Lizzie,
awesome.
This is our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I congratulate you, and I thank you for your representation of Fairbanks and the state of Alaska.
Yes, it was an honor.
Fairbanks, that is our show for the evening. You have a great weekend. Get outside, cook on your deck, enjoy, and I will see you next Friday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.